Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 122. An interesting podcast for me this week. I've been finding some tracks that I've never played before and I've kind of wondered why I haven't played them. I think what's happened is I've got to the stage after about 3 years or 4 years now of having so many tunes that I just miss stuff. So if you send stuff in and I haven't played it at all, give us a shake and tweet us or whatever and say, oi, why haven't you played my track yet? Chances are, I've probably just missed it, to be honest with you. So I'm going to put a few things, What's the word? Oh, anyway, I'm going to play some bloody music. Also, I've got loads of stuff today. Anyway, let's play some of this music I've forgotten to play. This is the first track I'm going to play. It's bloody brilliant, this is. This is Stone Them Crows and Joker in the Pack.
We'll be right back. Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Wonderful, what a track, what a track. And they're a local band, the Sunderland Crows from Southampton and Joker in the Pack. And the Wilton Project. Now, do you remember the Wilton Project? Used to play them all the time. Same old track, Diana. They had another album come out. Did I play a track from it? Actually, I think I did play one, but I didn't play this one. This is a great little tune. This is the Wilton Project and Zeros and Ones.
Picking up the radio waves, but they tell me.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And you can find details of all the websites linked to all the bands that I've played on the podcast from the year dot. This is 122, so pretty much, well, from 15 actually. So if anyone's ever been played on the podcast or I've mentioned anybody, you can go and find out about them on the show notes. Do a little search on the side and you can find out if I've played them before, and the hyperlinks will take you straight to the websites. Also, there's a new page there. I think I mentioned it before, a Bandcamp page. So if you look at the top of the website, there's a thing called Bandcamp, and some artists have got a Bandcamp page. If you don't know what that is, go along and have a look. You can download the music, have a listen to all that sort of stuff. Well, I've got a new track this week. This is one of the new tracks I've been sent. I can't remember by who. This is a band called The Tandem. And this song is called Steam Show. No, it's not called Steam Show. It's called Why Do We Fight? They've just said that. Ugh.
Tanks. Well, they tend to think tanks, so they can get us into debt with the big banks. A big thanks, because the old boys, they keep ranks. And to be frank, join the army, they say. You can travel to new places, fire guns and learn a trick. Well, to be frank, I'd rather fire off some vocals. Visit all those places without blowing up the locals. It's loco. Not gonna stay in bed like John and Yoko. If he kiss a cup of testing with a cup of cocoa. Fuck that man, I'm taking to the street. Shouting out my question to a beat. Why do we fight? Is it to protect the morality of a nation based on criminality? Is it for the global peace? Are we the police at the global streets? Is it for the lives of the little children? And if it is, tell me why do we kill them? I'll tell you why we fight. We've got the power of material gain, that's no right. For a second, and the fact that the weapons we attack for were never even there. But do we even care? Or are we so distracted by the fact that Britney Spears has got no hair? We're happy to look wherever the media instructs us, sucks us in with sex and systematically corrupts us. Until we're so full of fear, it erupts us. A xenophobic mistrust of people we deduct as being Muslim by ethnicity, guilty by complicity. Listen to me, this is the media publicity. Like electricity, it charges a commotion. Today's like an ocean of negative emotion, but
I'm drowning in the sea. Fear and suspicion, legal rendition of people conditioned to blindly believe. Don't be so naive. Wanna see the light, you gotta ask the right questions like, why do we fight? Is it to protect the morality of a nation based on criminality? Is it for the good of mankind? Popping out the rug is where they both get alive. For the lives of the little children, and if it is, tell me why do we kill them? Tell you why we fight. We fight the power, imperial gain, that's no right.
That we're living in the lies that we're given from on high by those driven politicians with their military missions, their twisted visions and illegal prisons. I won't listen to your lies no more. Always trying to justify the price of war. What's that if you're not even alive no more? No collateral damage in a private war, but
I'm drowning in the sea. Fear and suspicion, legal rendition of people conditioned to blindly believe. Don't be so naive. Wanna see the light, you gotta ask the right questions like, why do we fight? Is it to protect the morality of a nation based on criminality? Is it for global peace? Are we the police of the global streets? Is it for the lives of the little children? And if it is, tell me why do we kill them? Tell you why we fight. By the power, material gain, and that's why we no morality, we're a nation based on criminality. It isn't for the good of mankind. Popping out the rockets while the bombers get alive. Is it for the lives of the little children? If it is, tell me why do we kill them? Tell you why we fight. If I power, imperial gain, then that's not right.
That's not right.
That's not right.
We're gonna have to huddle.
We're in public. Oh, you're gonna kiss me.
Hello.
So we've had a podcast beer, haven't we?
Yeah. It's that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
So, Paul.
So, Nick.
It's about bloody time, isn't it?
It is about bloody time.
It's that time of the night.
It's that time of the week. See, you've forgotten what the phrase is. It's that time of the month.
Yeah.
Which is a phrase that we want to avoid, really. Yeah. But yeah, yes, it is. It has been a long time, hasn't it? It's been about a month, something like that. For various reasons, which we discussed earlier. Did you want me to disclose those on the podcast?
I think people will be interested.
They might be interested. With the good lady wife being 37 weeks pregnant now, we've been busy decorating the house and painting the nursery and doing all sorts, really. Mm. You know, it's just been a busy time.
Yeah.
And any sort of spare time that we get has kind of been, let's just collapse and watch. Yeah, sleep or watch a rubbish rom-com or something. So, yeah, it's just about getting quality time in before we get none of that. Yeah, indeed. So, but it's all very exciting. I'm really, really excited. I can't wait.
So you've been catching up.
Great. Yeah, at the weekend, like we said, I've been catching up on things that were sent to me a long time ago, which I rudely just didn't listen to. And also catching up with the podcast as well.
So you're up to Bath, aren't you?
The week before this one. Yes. So I haven't listened to last week's yet. So I just wanted to have, before we spoke about the bands that I'm going to talk about this evening, would like just to briefly cast my thoughts over the podcast that I've listened to and the tracks that I was listening to. Just see if you remember them, really. It's not a test.
Okay.
But I'm sure if they did jump out at you, then you'll remember them.
Okay.
Casino Trap. Do you remember them? Nope. That's quite a blank look I'm getting there. Well,
I'm not very good at names. I better remember my own.
Okay. Well, this will be interesting because there's a couple of tracks that I've written down and I can't actually remember how they went. But I remember liking them. Now, Casino Trap was quite a rock and roll, quite a glam sort of stompy number.
I remember now.
I really liked that. Yeah. And the Dots. Now, if I remember right, was his vocals a little bit like Johnny Rotten?
Yes.
Was that them?
I think that was them.
Yeah, I liked them. Tom Fuller.
Yeah.
Now, this wasn't all in one podcast, you see. This is a few of them. This is over a period of time.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, because I don't want to be so much of a disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look for them.
So, okay.
Let's start off with that Casino Trap.
Find that. Yeah, okay. All right. Not that we're ill-prepared or anything, but we're flying by the seat of our pants, which is... Oh, here we go.
This is it.
Yeah. So I liked this. That was very good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it really got going. The chorus was the thing that got me going. I really liked. Yeah. So there we are. So
that reminds me of Radiohead.
Yeah. There's a bit of Radiohead in there. I know they've been a bit more of a stomp than that, but there we go. The Dots, bit Johnny Rotney kind of in the vocals kind of thing. This could take quite some time, Nick.
No, it's all right. Don't worry. I'm good with it.
The thing is, this actually will illustrate. Love Divine. That's the track.
Now, I always say, make sure you put the name of the track and your name in the thingy.
Oh, so it's
and
a test is, for the band.
And it's good for us, you see, now, because I can just go bang.
Yeah,
he said,
and then nothing will happen.
It will.
We're
it does that sometimes. Hang on,
we'll start
that.
Looking at the.
Let's do that.
ABBA backlog.
We're doing something.
This isn't my very good radio.
No, that's all right.
Does it, listeners?
Not on radio.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let's get into the meat of it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, love that. Like that.
You like that, do you?
Right, okay. Up my street, which probably doesn't surprise you.
No.
Tom Fuller.
Tom Fuller.
What was that song called? Beginning with R. Doing nothing. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
That begins with R.
That was a great
doing
tune,
nothing.
And I've missed it for ages.
Busy doing nothing or something. Yeah. Yeah, that.
Over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this. This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chorus. What a chorus.
Brilliant.
The chorus is brilliant. Who is Tom Fuller? What do you know about him? What can you tell me?
That's not fair, actually, I know he's been doing stuff on Facebook, but what I do with all the bands that I play on the podcast, I always make sure I go and like their Facebook page.
Is he related to Ricardo Fuller?
I don't know what Ricardo Fuller is. He's a footballer, isn't he? Yes. Now you're going to take. You've got Jamie the Portraits there.
Yeah, very Vampire Weekend with a little dash of Green Day, I thought.
Yeah, this.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, really like that. Because you said you didn't know if you hated it or loved it. You couldn't make up your mind.
At first, I hated it.
Yeah.
I just thought, hate it. But then. And I started getting into it because they got the name on the track, so everything's just loaded up to my iTunes.
Yeah.
And I listen to iTunes a lot.
Yes.
And I often listen to it like for this, I might listen to this one track, and when it gets to the end of it, on iTunes, I don't know what it does, but it plays something next, and sometimes random stuff comes up. Like this one. Look, it's just happened now. John David Schrader, Dreaming Out Loud.
Oh no, this sounds awful. Now here's one that you're. That's dreadful. Okay. Ruthless Rob.
Ruthless Rob, again, another one of those things that I just thought. Oh.
He was ratty. You had it for about a year, I seem to remember you saying. I've got that bloody Tom Fuller chorus in my head now.
24th of April, 2011.
That was the day I started my job. I'm sure
was
of it. This was cool. I like this.
Pretty dark,
pretty full on. Now, and there was some old tracks that I hadn't heard for a while, which were nice to hear again.
Okay.
Ryan Peel. Oh, come on. You must remember Ryan Peel.
No, I'm rubbish with names.
Yeah, but you must. Oh, come on. Oh. This was great. I mean, the song's too cool for him to be called Ryan, basically.
What am I missing? He's the drummer. Yeah.
This is so cool.
But listen to the start. You can tell he's a drummer. Listen to this, the beginning. And that motif crops up all through the song.
Love it.
Yeah, that's a cracking
track.
That's
a brilliant song.
But it sounds like, I'm so tired of being.
That's it.
Please, that's as soon as you can.
It is. It does sound a bit like that.
Yeah, and it's that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Song.
But we still love it.
It's a brilliant
song. Oh, Mark Foley.
Yeah, how good's that?
Red.
That's it. Track. I've forgotten how it was gone for a minute. Again, on the train, referring to my notes, and I've scribbled that down, and I was like, how's that go?
Yeah.
I can't remember how that goes.
But Jonathan Richmondish, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. It's all
very new
bass.
wavy, kind of. It's a bit. I can't imagine Elvis Costello sort of doing this.
Yeah, you could do. It's worth looking at these people on Facebook as well, because he's got quite a cool picture.
Yes.
I think he's in a white suit.
I will. And last but my name is Lisa, of course, the mighty Woven Bird.
Lovely to hear them again. Mr. Brown, Simon Brown, commented on that this week.
Really?
Yeah. What's the news with
Woven Bird? I actually bumped into Mark, the drummer, about 6 weeks ago when I was out playing badminton.
I do play badminton on Monday night.
It's good. It's good fun. And he was saying that they're going to be... At first, the idea was to record an album, and now I think they're going to record an EP, and... But, you know, they're kind of they are a law unto themselves a little bit, I think, which is good. I mean, they're all a bit older. They got families and stuff, you know, so they got kind of fit in with that as well, as we both know. So, you know, but yeah, you know, they're a five piece now. They started out as a three piece. I kind of preferred it when it was a three piece, a bit more spacious. The Eastleigh Festival sounded a little bit cluttered, but they're too good for it not to work.
Yes,
so I think it will come together. They're clever guys. They know what they're doing. So yeah, fantastic. Roving Bird, brilliant song. I haven't played that song for way too long. Yeah, it's amazing.
Never break your heart.
Yeah. So yeah, it's great. I like it when you serenade me, Nick. It's nice. Yeah. It's a nice way to end a busy day at work. It's nice.
Well, I'm gonna go out and serenade people tonight.
You're off out serenading.
Trying to woo the public.
Playing gigs in Southampton with Charlie McCauley and the like.
Yeah, I don't think she's gonna be there tonight though.
Isn't she?
She's doing
another gig somewhere.
Well, she might do. She's got
supporting Ed Sheeran or something.
She's got her own news to do. Yeah, she's doing well.
She's a busy girl. Bless her heart. She's a good girl.
She keeps saying she's gonna send me some tracks. No tracks over.
I've got tracks of hers.
Oh, I need her to send them to me. There's reasons for that.
I know that, but I mean, you know, happy to help. As they say. Okay, so do you want to ask me what I'm going to talk about?
So, Paul,
yes,
what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about a couple of acts. Okay. I'm going to talk about a band. First up, and you haven't heard these yet because I haven't sent them to you.
You haven't?
Despite spending all night last night on the netbook. One thing I didn't do was send you the tracks, which was a bit silly of me. First up is a band called The Raid. Now, again, this is going back to things that were sent to me back in like October, November time last year, so I'm catching up. So this isn't a new single or anything like that. It's just a band that I thought were bloody good. It was. I was still living at the old house. We were still living in our old house.
It's now
quite
a big greatest hit sound.
It is, yeah. It's the one that the crowd will laugh and scream for at the end, you know. A band called The Raid. Now, they're from Hemel Hempstead. I think I've been going for quite a time. I was doing my homework on the band last night, and I think they've been going for sort of about 7 or 8 years, something like that. They've played loads of gigs, all that stuff. This is their debut EP. This is their debut EP, but there's like the Heads or Tails, which is the song that I want to talk about, is on it three times. The radio edit, the album version, and then the obligatory acoustic mix, which I really like.
So they've been together for 8 years, they've only made one album.
Well, this is true. So, interesting. Gentlemen, if you're listening, which I hope you will be, shed some light on that, but it's well worth the wait. We don't review rubbish.
People have asked me sometimes to play some of the rejects, but I don't think.
No, this is true. I really like this stuff. The Raid. It was had a real classic rock and roll feel to it. Very big sound. Owes a lot to the classic sort of 60s bands, but there's a dash of 70s glam rock in there as well, I would suggest. Very, very accomplished and tight, but it retained a ruggedness and a rawness to make it quite exciting. And very, very confident as well.
Yeah.
An immediate, you know, really sort of, like I said to you, I downloaded a load of new songs from all this stuff I've been sent. So that was a good test, really.
So it hits you straight away.
And it jumped out, you know, from the crowd. The guy's voice, oh, Jesus Christ. Who the hell does he remind me of? I was trying to think who he reminds me of. And I want to say Greg Griffin, who's singing in a band called Proud Mary. But, no. It's not really doing it for me. It's summer. And then the guy from Gomez. Remember Gomez?
Jumped out
at me as well. Ben Ottawa. They're still going. Ben Ottawa. So his voice was a bit like a mix between Greg Griffin and Ben Ottawa. Well, not really, because that's not really who I'm thinking of. It's doing my head in. But he's got a great voice. It's a very distinctive, classic rock and roll voice. Really good. And in no way is it cheesy or cliche. It's a good soulful voice, it's believable, and it's got some nice strings in there. Give it a nice lift,
The guitar solo, briefly dabbled in Leopard Trouser territory. I thought, oh no, what are they doing? No, it was a bit, oh no, 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 where's this going? But then it rescued itself. It was good. It was trying to squeeze, I thought they were trying to squeeze too many notes in at one stage, and I don't like that. I think it's cheesy.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But yes, there we go. But no, they didn't do that. It was good.
Too many notes. Didn't they say that about Mozart?
No, but sometimes it sounds like they're trying too hard.
Too many notes.
It sounds like they're trying too hard.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So yes, it is really great. I think it's life-affirming stuff. Really adrenaline-fueled, fist-pumping, classic rock and roll. I really like this. I really like this band, and I want to hear more of their stuff. Now, I did a bit of homework on them last night. It doesn't look like they've got any gigs coming up, which is a bit of a bummer.
They've got one album, no gigs. Been together 8 years.
We can't rush these things. Ask the Stone Roses, you know. But go to theraid.net. They're also on Facebook. We Are The Raid, and they're on Twitter. MySpace as well. I'm not familiar with that. Oh, Manila PR, mate. Yeah, they
send
a lot
of things.
Cool. Indeed. And Justin Wayne, I believe. Justin Wayne has a lot of stuff sent to him by them.
He does,
well.
Yes. Good old Justin Wayne.
Indeed.
This is the Justin Wayne show.
Yeah, Justin Wayne.
I did some jingles for him, actually. He did my jingles on his show.
Cool. So yeah, so check them out. The Raid, they're fantastic. While you're at it, why not pop over to unplugthejukebox.com, because I will put a video up of my, hopefully of this track, Heads or Tails, which you will be hearing clips of throughout our jibber jabber. So I'm going to talk about someone else now. A chap called Daniel Pearson, who has a debut single. Ooh. So I don't know how long he's been together for. But this is his debut single. Singer-songwriter from East Yorkshire, and who grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen, by the looks of things and
that's
stuff.
Interesting. It's come from Manila PR.
Yeah.
So it's come from a PR company that obviously he paints.
Yeah.
Let's make no bones about it. And it's his debut single.
This was. Obviously, like towards the back end of last year, he has got a debut album out as well called Satellites, which I think probably came out in January. Daniel Pearson. We're going on the Google. There we go. .net, mate. .net. Yeah. DanielPearson.net. So thank you. Thank you very much. This single that I listened to was called Wishing You Well. And again, it jumped out from all the hoo-ha that I was listening to throughout the week. It's fantastic. Really classic, crisp pop song. I liked his vocals. Really clear and precise. You know, a very uplifting commercial sound. Very modern. It's made for radio, this track. And it would appeal across the board, definitely. I could imagine me playing this to my good lady wife and her really liking it. I haven't done so as yet, but I think she would. And she likes the Charlie sort of commercial kind of stuff.
That's that what this is.
Which is a good thing. Yeah, I think it would appeal to a lot of people. You know, I think it would appeal to, you know, more serious music fans, music snobs, if you will. But also people that, you know, are into the sort of commercial and all
commercial music.
His first
album,
his
first single. And I'm just looking at his website. He's got lots of stuff. Britain's best new songwriter.
Yes.
Like All Geeks, Uncut. Drowned in Sound is a website that I belong to as well.
Yeah.
Shout for Music, Leeds music scene.
He's had a few. Well, he's going to have this thing on and unplug the jukebox to it now.
Yeah, I know, but he's gone through this Manila PR.
Yeah, well, there we go. You're having a little thing.
I'm just interested about things like this, you know. It's normally, like, you come to the debut, see a single or album or whatever. Normally, you ain't got any money.
Well, while we're digressing, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who did use Manila PR for their second EP. Broken Links.
Right, okay. That's their second EP.
That was their second EP. They've done three now, so I don't think they used them for their third one. So we'll have to ask Mr. Marky Mark Lawrence.
We will. We'll find out about Manila PR.
Yeah. That could be interesting. That could be another future feature.
Future feature.
For the podcast.
Future feature. Fresh
takes
trying to work out what website this is, because it doesn't quite look
Do you get the feeling we've not got much of an attention span?
No, I have got an attention span, but the thing is that I'm also interested in how this works.
Yes. The wonderful world of music.
The wonderful, I'm interested in how does that work?
Yeah. And why do that? Why get Manila PR? Maybe Mr. Pearson can enlighten us.
Your first single, do you just go, okay, I just wonder what he was doing before. I'm interested in what he was doing before, how he got here.
Yeah, how'd he get them interested?
He probably get them interested because he gave them some money, because that's how these PR companies work. They don't do it for nothing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong in that. Not saying there's anything wrong in it, but, you know, it's... I don't know. If he was 16... And his parents had loads of money, and he lived a certain life, and they went, oh, well, look, that's what we do. We find this Manila, whatever. Mm. So I'm just interested in what he did before. I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong in what he's doing.
No.
Not at all.
When these guys work with people like Manila PR, it means that, you know, chances like me will get to hear new band stuff.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you know, because a lot of the times I do go through directly through the bands and say, yeah, what's interesting? Or go to our SoundCloud page. At least with this, it's like, yeah, here's a CD. Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and here's some blurb about the band, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in my hands then. It's up to me then to do something with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've got it, the tools there to listen to it. Otherwise, with bands, like, oh, check out our SoundCloud or go to our MySpace or Facebook. They say, yeah, do you know what? You can't really be asked, and therefore, neither can I.
No,
you know?
Absolutely right.
You know.
I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what he's doing.
I'm all for doing what he's doing. I think it's a great show.
I play stuff coming from companies, but I just thought, oh, it's his first thing when he's gone to this. What was he doing before? Was he with a band or something?
Mm. You know? Interesting.
Anyway, sorry, I shall let you carry on, mate.
This is fine, it's fine. I think it's quite an interesting point, but... Yeah, the song itself, yes, Wishing Well. Wishing Well by Daniel Pearson, as we were talking about, just in case everyone's forgotten, is utterly fantastic. I think it's a brilliant pop song. I think it's got a lot going for it in terms of who it would appeal to. And it's a real earworm as well. I mean, I've got it stuck on my head right at this very moment, which is great. I've played it numerous times throughout the week. Yeah, it's got an almost sort of a bluesy sort of tempo to it.
Okay.
I don't know if that would be immediately apparent when you listen to it.
Okay.
But it kind of struck me listening to it on the way home, well, on the way around here this evening, and I would like to hear a rougher acoustic version of it and kind of for him to kind of maybe try and take it down that route and do a version like that. I think that would be quite cool. I don't know, you know, maybe when you hear the song, see what you think. But yeah, I think there's a dirty blues number in there as well, to be honest with you, as well as a fantastic pop song. It's made for festivals, it's made for big arenas. I can imagine a lot of people with their hands in the air, singing along.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he's got a really good voice as well. And I think the boy struck gold, the boy's done good.
Brilliant.
So Daniel Pearson is the name of the chap. He's got a debut album out called Satellites, which I will try and get my filthy mitts on. He goes to his website, danielpearson.net. He's on Facebook, Daniel Pearson FB. He's at Twitter, of course, and SoundCloud. He's got some gigs coming up as well for those of you around the UK. 29th of March, he's at the Empire in Leeds. 3rd of April, he's at the Malt Cross in Nottingham. And the 23rd of April, he's at the Castle Hotel in Manchester. The album's on iTunes, etc., all the usual, all good record online stores, and probably a few dodgy ones as well. So, yeah, go and check them out. Daniel Pearson, and don't forget the Raid either, because they're fantastic as well. And yeah, unpluggedjukebox.com, back in the room.
Brilliant. Lovely. Cheers, mate.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Lovely. So I was waiting for that to end. It's going to end in a minute. Hang on. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, that was Paul from Unplug the Jukebox. So if you want tunes reviewed, and some people actually post on my timeline saying, can you review this? Can you review that? I don't do reviews. I play tunes. If you want me to play your tune, go to the website, look at how to submit your tunes to the podcast. It's pretty simple, really. And for Paul, it's unpluggedjukebox.com. Now, a new track I've been sent this week is by a guy called Jim from the Moon. And this track is called Thanksgiving.
And I woke up with a hole in my head, filled with the feeling I was better off dead. You rolled over and said, it's Thanksgiving Day. And I made the catch, but I missed the parade. Cause it's back home and we're so far away. You fell asleep and I watched a show about war. And I would like to find a girl who mends my bones and gently licks my wounds. Money drips through my cupped hands. I need a job, but no job needs me or my junky looking hair. And it seems to me there is no love, not unless it's hiding in a darker place. I really shouldn't go. And I would like to find a girl who mends my bones and gently licks my wounds. A pretty girl who makes me laugh, picks me up and holds me like a wound. And oh, you gotta let me open the shades. You gotta let me open the shades now. Cause I just need a bit of true light. I just need a bit of true light. Absence and a bit of true light. Absence and a bit of true light. My throat is raw. Smoke too much cause I'm out of touch. But oh, anyway, my days are filled. Busy finding God or busy running away. We shall. You gotta let me open the shades now. Cause I just need a bit of true light. I just need a bit of true light. I just need a bit of true light. I just need a bit. And if you're down, then let me go. No.
Hello, this is the Posh Bird. See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
And you can see it there, as you can see all of us there, all of us lovely, happy people. Yeah, just like us on Facebook. Another thing you can do, I don't know how you listen to this, but wherever, if you're listening to it from the website, just click on the iTunes logo and you can listen to it on iTunes and subscribe to us. So, you know, when you start your iTunes up, oh, you know how it works. Just click on it and you listen to us on iTunes. Or there's also another subscribe button there where basically if you don't do iTunes, some people have got something about iTunes. I don't quite get it. You can get an email sent to your email address. Yeah, an email sent to your email address that will give you details of each podcast as and when it comes out. And there'll be a little MP3 attached to that so you can play it from your email. Jeez, you can play it everywhere. So yeah, subscribe and you won't miss out. Now, I am in a tricky position because I'm a musician in Southampton and have been for quite some time, and I get gigs and I do gigs and all that sort of thing. And I've also got this podcast, which, despite my being a bit lazy about it recently, it's getting more and more popular. And more and more people listen to it. More and more people want to submit their music to it, which is great. It's all very, very good. Another thing that happens is that people say, oh, guys, you know, you're down there in Southampton. Can you get us a gig? And it's one of the problems that at the moment the Southampton music scene is in a bit of a strange state of flux. I don't know if I can get anybody a gig, so I'm putting a call out to people in Southampton or anywhere on the south coast really. Look, I need a venue. I've got lots of people who want to play down here, lots of really good people, and I'm going to play you the next couple of tracks. I'm going to play you are from people from America, two people from America, two separate bands from America. Two separate artists, thank you, from America who want to come and play down here and say, hey Nick, you know, can you get us a gig in Southampton? Because we're going to be down that way. It'll be lovely to play. So I'm a bit stuck. I need a venue that I can put things on at, or I can push people towards and say, yeah, I can play here. So if you've got a venue in Southampton, or if you know of somebody who has, and just basically pass my information on to them. Look, I'm just here. You can Google me or you can contact me through the website. But I've got bands that want to do things down here, and I don't really know. I know people here, but it's if you're in Southampton, you know the situation. Anyway, the first person I'm going to play you who I know is looking for stuff, because he comes and tours over here every couple of years. I saw him last year when myself and Raj went up to Camden and played this place called the Abbey. Is it called the Abbey? It was an open mic. It was a very interesting open mic. We just played the night before. We played at the Bedford Arms. Won't book me again, will they? Don't know why. But I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter at all, you swines. And I met up with a few I met up with No Snow No Apps and Jasper there, and also met this guy called Stuart McNair, an absolutely brilliant player. Just everyone in the pub just stood there and went, "Oh my God, this guy's so good." And he's coming back to play in later on this year. And he emailed me and said, "Nick, any chance you can get us some gigs down where you are?" Well, I'm going to do my best, actually. There's a few places I know that will want him to play. A couple of folk clubs I know that will be desperate to get him to play. Let me just tell you, he played this song that I'm going to play you next. This song called Out of Your Mind. And you might just think, oh, it's one of those. But I tell you what, when you're there and this guy's playing it, you'll be tapping your feet. Absolutely. And he's absolutely fantastic. So look, if you want him to play, give me a shout and I can send him an email. Or you can email him direct. Look, he hasn't got to go through me. I don't mind. I'm no big sort of gig Svengali. Go to the website, click on the link, you'll find his website, and you can email him. Or you can email me and I can talk to him about it anyway. Anyway, let's get on with the track. This is Stuart McNair and Out of Your Mind.
Well, it's okay to sing the blues. It's okay to moan and pine. Just get a hold of something you can use to get a little out of your mind. Get a little out of your mind.
Check out Movie Meltdown. News, reviews, and interviews about your favorite thing, movies.
Even better is it's going to be in 3D.
Awesome!
Yes!
acting
will
choice.
Will they quit, for the love of God, putting
nope.
Keanu Reeves and stuff?
No, they will not.
I don't like any of this.
Nobody does. This- it was bad anyway, but it got so much worse every time that horrible little CGI bastard was on the screen. Random
There's
chicks
3D
running
boobies.
Around naked. Yeah,
3D it's, running it's, around boobies.
I liked how quick it got to the violence.
Yeah, it,
like,
it didn't mess around.
Instantaneously, it was violence.
It's a good way to start a movie.
And blood. And I was like, yay.
Right on the video box, you could look at it and go, well, this is going to be crap. All right.
Movie Meltdown. For movie geeks, by movie geeks.
It's revolutionary. It's exciting. It's newer than television. It's
Movie Meltdown.
Get a little out of your mind. Look, mate, when you come down, I'll get you some gigs. I don't care what it takes, I will get you some gigs. So keep in touch with me, Stuart. I'll find something, because I've got to get part of that. I want to get part of that. I've got a double, but I've got a stand-up bass here. Let's talk about... Get a little out of your mind, girl. Get a little... Oh, get a little out of your mind. See, how good would it sound with that? Let's get out on the road, Stuart. Let's get down there. Let's get in amongst them and we'll go and do some stuff. If you're down here in July, I don't know when you're down here, we're going over and play the... I've got a festival we can go and play. I know we can play. So look, don't worry about it. I'll find Stuart some gigs. No problem at all. Now, where are we? March, April, May. May, end of May. Guess who's coming to town? Guess who's coming to town? The Cherry Blue Storms are coming to town. How many times am I going to say this band's name and screw it up every single time? Probably many, many more. They're coming to town in May. They're playing in London. They're going to Liverpool. And then they're going to come down and stay with us down in Southampton for a while. And we've got to find them some gigs, guys. We've got to find them some gigs. So if you've got any ideas where they can play down in Southampton or down in your town, you know someone, you've got some venues, etc., give me a shout. Give them a shout. Actually, give me a shout because they're a nightmare to get hold of. I know what they're like. Me and Andrew Foster, we're going to try and get him some gigs. We'll sort something out, Andrew. We'll sort something out, even if we have to go and play in the street. Anyway, listen to this. Don't you wish they were in your town? Actually, if you're in Liverpool and you're in London, they will be in your town. So you want to find out where they're playing, check on the website. This, the Cherry Blue Storms, When You're Here.
Don't see. it's Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You are indeed. Now, how about that? We've got to get them down here. I know they're coming up with a bass player as well, but I don't know if they've got a drummer. Probably Mike. Probably Mike. We'll get Mike Vaughan on the case. He's the man with drums. we'll find something for you down here, guys, when you get down here. Don't you worry. Maybe Mark Smith. Mr. Smith. Maybe we can find something for them, eh? Mr. Smith, Mark Smarts? Oh, maybe we could do that. Now, a track I was going through, I was going to play this track earlier on by Will and the People, and I couldn't find the email that sent me the track, because everybody that gets played on the podcast, they send me the track. I don't go and download it from anywhere for this particular reason, because when I play stuff, I like to let people know that I've played them and add their details, etc., etc. I like to do it all properly, you know. A bit of a pain in the ass, but you know, I'd like to do things properly. I couldn't find it. But when I was looking for Will and the People, who I didn't find, I'm not going to play Will and the People. Maybe Paul. Paul, did you bring Will and the People over? Is that why I've got it? I don't know. I found this track. I thought, Raw Peaches? What the fuck are they? Raw Peaches? Never heard of them. Never heard of them. So I downloaded the track, and it's brilliant. Listen to this. This is the Raw Peaches. And convince yourself, hang on, I've written it down there, convince yourself you're happy. Absolutely sublime.
Everyone can answer questions. Everyone can feel the blame. I'm not trying to say I'm sorry, I'm just trying to explain. Say something clever, I'll read a different page to you.
Step back to where we first came from, so I can watch. Hi, my name is Emily, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
Wonderful. What about a tune that is, eh? That was marvellous. That was there, that Raw Peaches and Convince Yourself You're Happy. Very nice indeed. Now it's come to the final track. And as per usual, it's one of my tracks. Now, what I have, if you didn't know, you probably don't know, you swines, is that I've got a mailing list. A list of people that I send out a newsletter to about my music every so often. I don't do it all the time. I don't even do it once a week, to be honest with you. But at the moment, I've had a busy day, you know. God, what I've done is I've mastered about 8 different tunes that I've recorded live on my little Zoom recorder, which I got myself a couple of months ago, from various gigs I've been doing. And then I found some other tracks that have been recorded at a place called Sunray Folk Club, in a place called, Broadmain, which is over in, down in Dorset. And I thought, oh, I've got that as well. And so what I've done is I've put them up on a special album that's not out yet, and it'll only be available for people that are on that mailing list to listen to. It's absolutely free. You don't even have to give... Don't give any money. It's all just free. It's basically to say thank you to all the people on my mailing list for being on my mailing list, and they've helped me out. They've done a few favours for me, and really, you know, they support what I do. They buy the odd album, they retweet the odd tweet, they like the Facebook page, all those sort of things that mailing list people want to do. And I'm very, very proud and very pleased to have them. And this is a track off that LP. LP, it's not an LP, it's an EP. It's 5 tracks, but you can only get it if you sign up to the mailing list thing. I'll put a link up on the podcast thing if you want to sign up to get the album, or LP, or EP, as we call them nowadays. I don't know, long player, extended play, who knows? It's just some bloody recordings, for Christ's sake. So, and that's what I'm going to finish off with. Now, this is recorded live at a club called the Sunray Folk Club. Now, to be honest with you, I didn't go down that well. Average age was probably, not my demographic at all. Probably mid-60s, I'd have thought. Mid-60s was the demographic. And I played, and they were very polite, but they wanted someone folky, and I'm not folky. There might be some of my songs that kind of lean to that side, but I'm not folk by any. Well, you'd have a bit of an imagination if you thought I was folky. But anyway, they were very polite and they were very nice to me when I was there, and they recorded these songs. Now, I don't know, I can't remember the name of the guy that recorded it. It had this very weird mic on an odd stand. It was all very strange. But like I said, middle of nowhere it was as well, in Dorset. But anyway, that song is going to appear on this album, EP, whatever you want to call it. That's only available if you join my mailing list. And if you like this, it's quite a nice recording, it's quite a nice song, then you can go and get on that list, and you can I'll send you some links on how to download the album. There's 5 tracks on it. It's all free. Just do what you want with it. So I'll finish off. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next week. This is me at the Sunray Folk Club in Balmain in Dorset singing... what is it? What am I singing? What song is it? Oh, God, I've forgotten now. This is good, isn't it? Professional. This is Can't Get Happy. Anyway, speak to you next week. Bye! Never good at playing games. It's a failing of mine. I get caught every time. But right now, here's the thing. I love into your eyes, and my heart, it starts to sing. I just can't get happy without you. Did you play a little trick on me? Did you use some of that crazy voodoo? I just can't get happy without you. Cause I've been around you all the time, and I love at my door, so I check to make sure.
I crawl back out of bed. I don't know what else to do. Cause I just can't get happy without you. Did you play a little trick on me? Did you use some of that crazy voodoo do? I just can't get happy without you. Cause I've been around you all this time and I love. Say when I'm alone. No, 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 you make this house, make this house a happy home. When I'm lying in my bed, no, I'd rather be with you instead. I just can't smile, I just can't smile without you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
To buy my dad's music, go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.
This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?